Well, let's have a word from Elena Koristaleva, who is Professor of International Politics and Director of the Global Europe Centre at the University of Kent. Elena, good evening. Thank you for coming on. Just take us through the recent history of Belarus. And there were elections not that long ago. The opposition felt that they had won. There were lots of protests. But why is Lukashenko seen as this sort of almost devil by many people?
Hello. Indeed, the past 2 years, Belarusian history has been very turbulent. It goes well back, of course, than rather than just simply presidential election back in August 2020. Mm. But coming to August 2020, when it happened, what was seen that the election results were clearly disputed. And precisely platforms like Nechta, which was created by Roman Protasevich yesterday, who was arrested. They actually helped people to see the real picture. Not only people were in troves coming to vote, not for Lukashenko, but for Svetlana Tikhanovskaya. But they also could see the vote results through all these telegram channels that were set up with the help of Roman Protasevich. But of course, what happened then when the results were announced and they were going totally against people's perceptions and expectations, happened that people, of course, took it to the streets to protest. And it was absolutely unprecedented. People were coming out in their hundreds of thousands. Yeah. And of course, the state response now, with Lukashenko being in power for 26 years, they were basically brutally stopped. The army was used, stun grenades. Even I think there is a recent law that allows actually to use real armory against the peaceful demonstrations. But people continued protesting. Literally up until recent days, but state continues to use oppressive measures, the result of which now we have about 45,000 people detained. We actually see the precedent of concentration camp being built on the territory of Belarus, which Eastern Europe hasn't seen since the days of World War II. We also see people brutally beaten up, tortured, even murdered. And I think what is currently happening now to Roman Protasevich, who was recently detained, I think he's in hospital indeed, and these rumors might be right, that being in critical condition, suddenly his heart failed. But we also know that 2 days ago there was another prominent opposition leader who died of heart attack in prison, never had any problems with heart.
One thing you just said there, which horrified me, you said a concentration camp is being built. Now, maybe it's my ignorance, but I hadn't heard that before. When you use that phrase, I mean, it means one thing to most people. It doesn't just mean a work camp. It means an extermination camp. Now, what evidence is there as to what kind of camp this is?
There is a place outside Minsk. Of course, rural locations are used, and mainly kind of forest locations where you wouldn't be able to see, of course, to find these locations. But what has been built is basically a labor camp, gulag type thing, behind barbed wire, where obviously compulsory labor, forced labor is going to be used. And I don't think that people will be detained there in humane conditions. They haven't been detained to date in humane conditions in state prisons. So that's basically what is happening in Belarus today.
Let's talk a little bit about the Russian attitude to Belarus, because mm-hmm. Putin and Lukashenko haven't had the easiest of relationships over the years. But it rather suits Putin to have a buffer state there, doesn't it, in that location between sort of NATO countries and Russia. Can you explain Russia's response to this hijacking of this plane? Because they seem to have just laughed it off.
here, of course, we will be speculating a great deal because not much is known at the moment. But I believe Lukashenko obviously wouldn't have done what he did if he wasn't really supported or emboldened by Putin in that sense. So I think there is a much bigger mastermind behind all of this. And I believe, you know, like with Russia's interference in US elections, Russia's interference in Brexit situation. So I think there is a great deal of manipulation is happening here. So basically using Belarus perhaps as a pawn in Putin's hands to basically upset, provoke Europe's response, and just to see what Europe is capable of. And at the moment, as we see, not a great deal.
Well, let's hope that changes. Elena, thank you. That's Elena Korostaleva, Professor of International Politics and Director of the Global Europe Center at the University of